Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Also, Getter now. We're on Getter. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, the one, the only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Right on cue. By the way, it's a fairly warm night tonight, and people are out there on the porch doing their thing, and they're in a good mood because guess who won tonight?
Who was that?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
All right.
5-0. It was a shutout of the Boston Red Sox, and that hasn't been done in a long time. So kudos to the Rays for winning game number one of the American League Division Series. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. But Kyle, tonight we start out talking about schools because in Virginia, a Virginia judge handed a victory to the parents of a group that cited against the prosecution on the school board recall. If you remember, they were having quite the brouhaha in the Loudoun County School District, and the parent group there was trying to oust five of the Loudoun County School Board members by having a recall election. And, of course, they turned around. The prosecuting attorney, I might add, who had no business getting involved, according to the judge, turned around and said, no, they can't do this. This isn't right, blah, 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 whatever. And the judge said, nope, the prosecutor shouldn't be involved in it to begin with, should be removed from the case due to a public perception issue, arguing that the public may not trust the prosecutor to be impartial. Well, of course not. And they won, and they're going to go ahead with this recall.
Yes, exactly right. And, again, especially at a time, Captain, when it's, you know, people are getting a little bit worried when they hear things like the Department of Justice might go after parents who are critical of school boards.
And then we've got huge news to break down here in Florida about our school districts for failure to follow the law. I received a press release from the Florida Department of Education that I'm holding in my hand, and here's what it says. Elected school board members in Alachua, Brevard, Broward, Duval, Leon, Miami-Dade, Orange, and Palm Beach counties have willingly and knowingly violated the rights of students and parents by denying them the option to make personal and private health care and educational decisions for their children. And district leaders in Alachua and Broward have further unlawfully accepted political bailouts from federal co-conspirators to compensate them for breaking Florida law. This is monumental.
It really is. And the Florida Department of Education also is looking to take away some of the funding for those districts that do not drop the mask mandate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, here's what the Commissioner of Education, Richard Corcoran, said. He said, for nearly 2 months now, these school districts have barred from the schoolhouse doors thousands of children, many of whom have significant disabilities or health-related reasons that prevent them from learning with a face mask on. Now, he said what's so equally disturbing about these school board members, gross violations of the law, violations of law that are now receiving unprecedented and self-gratifying federal patronage from a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., is that weeks of positively rate data shows no difference in districts with unlawful mask mandates versus those communities that protect parents' rights. Forcing masking is a failure. And these board members have truly failed to lead and failed their oaths of office. And then I've got a whole bunch of points here. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points, but I'm going to read the one that seems to be the most important. Therefore, the State Board of Education has directed and authorized Commissioner Corcoran to take action to bring these school districts into compliance with the law. The Florida Department of Education, FDOE, previously withheld the salary of school board members in Alachua and Broward counties in August and September until they became compliant with Florida state law.
Wow.
This is big.
Yeah, it really is.
Yep, and it involves all those districts. And you know what they all have in common?
I think they're all Democrat.
That is absolutely correct. They're all in Democratic-controlled areas of the state of Florida. There aren't that many, but these are the ones that are violating the law because down here, nobody can tell you you have to wear a mask or you have to be vaccinated. It is against the law. It's a personal decision.
Well, exactly, and so, but I don't think we've heard the last of this, though, Captain.
Well, no, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to guess they're going to challenge this in a court, and we'll see what happens. But they've already got the backing behind them from one earlier court decision to do what they're doing. Again, this is huge. The state of Florida leads the way once again. And hold that thought. We're going to break. And caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood here. Can't wait, can't wait. Going to be another great day. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. By the way, yesterday, we had our lunch with the Captain Series down there in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Had a good crowd. Everybody had a good time. Ran into somebody that was there. They asked me about Relief Factor, and they said, we are now taking it, and they just started to take it, and they were very happy to hear about it. And I was very happy to talk to them about it, and this, that, and the other. A couple of other people also asked me about it. So all I can tell you is that Relief Factor works for me, and I've been taking it for going on a little bit more than 6 years. Now, it is part of my daily integrated health plan because of two things that I have happen. Number one, I have a problem with inflammation in my left ankle, foot, and leg. And with this Relief Factor, it actually keeps the inflammation down in my leg so it doesn't swell up. That's number one. Number two, I constantly have pain with associated to the leg and the ankle, and sometimes it'll affect my knee or my hip or my back and all of that stuff. You know how that goes. So the ingredients that are in it, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, actually go to help the body's natural response to the inflammation, and they lower or eliminate the pain that you are by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And all you have to do to try the 3-week quick start, $19.95, 3-week quick start, is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. You can find out everything you want right there. Pay the $19.95, order it, and you're away you go. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you in the 3 weeks' time, you don't do anything. You just don't renew it because they'll ask if you want to renew and get it on a regular basis. But $19.95 is what it costs to start. And, I mean, all you got to lose is pain, so why not give it a try and see what happens? And, by the way, it's all natural. No narcotics in it at all. And let's go back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mike on the telephone line from Clearwater, the honorary mayor, wannabe, used to be, wants to be, could be mayor of Clearwater. So here we go. Mr. Mayor, what's up?
Good. Hey, Captain. Hey, Kyle. You know, Kyle, two things. I was kind of disappointed with Senator Mitch McConnell. I think he sort of dropped the ball. I do agree with, you know, Lindsey Graham. He had a weapon that he could have used, and he said, oh, well, you know, they negotiated in good faith. They didn't solve the problem. They just kicked the can down the road like they always do. So, you know, this is just kind of ridiculous. And then the second thing, you know, Kyle, I read something that in China, back as early as the summer of 2019, they knew that there was this deadly virus that was circulating in Wuhan. And then they said that they started ordering massive numbers of PCR tests. Now, instead of coming out and telling the world that this was going on, of course, they kept it under wraps. And then, you know, by the time the fall came, it was obviously out of control and it was spreading globally. So I 100% believe that the Chinese bear full responsibility for basically the world got screwed, blued, and tattooed because of their, you know, idiocy. And I do believe Senator Rand Paul, I think they were doing range of motion experiments. I think this was something that they were looking to weaponize, and it kind of like the, you know, the movie Outbreak, it got out, whether it was an accident or whether it was intentional, but I believe it was intentional. So what are your thoughts on that, Kyle, and thank you so much.
Kyle, if you remember right, on Saturday morning we talked about the PCR and what they were doing back in 2019, remember?
Well, right, yeah. Definitely, I mean, all this continues to come out, and it continues to point to the fact that China did know
right.
They had, you know, and we don't know the total extent of what was really happening in Wuhan at that time, or China. We don't know the full extent. But what Mike mentions about the gain-of-function research, yes, this was also going on. We know that the United States, I think, was aware of this as well. But the idea, of course, is that it did get out, and it did have the effect that it had. But unfortunately, Captain, for some reason, and I think it's just because Donald Trump happened to be president at the time, we couldn't just, you know, tell the truth, evidently, about where this thing came from, or even speculate, because then it became a political thing. Don't call it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus and so forth. That's not an offensive statement. It's trying to be, locative of where this virus seems to have emanated from. And unfortunately, it all got just convoluted at that point.
Well, that's true, and it's been political since day one. But again, we did talk about the PCR issue that it came out, because it actually came out on Friday night, and we talked about it on the Saturday morning, the weekend show. But the fact of the matter is that China was aware of what was going on, and that's all there is to it. And you can't tell me they weren't. There's too many things pointing directly at the Wuhan lab and what was going on there. By the way, did you hear what Lieutenant General Mike Flynn had to say last night on Tucker's show?
I think it had something to do with Obama, I believe, right?
It had a lot to do with Obama. He was asked about who was running the Biden administration. And he said there's no doubt in his mind that it's not Barack Obama that's calling all the shots. They are the shadow government.
Well, you know, again, we've heard about the Obama, you know, third term, so-called, of Obama.
Yep.
And it may be the way to explain this thing. Maybe it could be a way to explain why it seems to be so hell-bent to go in the wrong direction.
It's the fundamental transformation of America.
Right. Well, exactly. And also, at the same time, too, Joe Biden, continues to deteriorate, and I don't say that with any happiness or joy in that sense, but and even we see these poll numbers, Captain, where people don't believe he's competent enough to run an administration. This is going to go from bad to worse, but at the same time, the administration is doing so many things that are detrimental that, you know, I don't know what they're thinking. Are they thinking they can try to get all this done before the Democrats really do lose power in the House and the Senate? Or do they think they're just going to go on their merry way here? But it's completely backwards as to what you would normally do if you were trying to do good things for America.
Well, the Republicans are going to continue to stall all they can until we get to the midterms. And then hopefully, and I say hopefully, and I really believe it's going to happen, the Republicans will then take control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. Again, depending on how bad this gasoline price stuff gets and how bad inflation gets, it could be 20 seats or it could be 40 or 50 seats. It could be a record number of seats switching because people are seeing what's happening to their paychecks and their wallets and they just can't take it anymore.
Well, that's right. And in some way, Captain, we might see a national unity of sorts of people coming together, perhaps from either side of the aisle or different political thought processes, because they'll understand that we've got to get this under control, that if you project out, if this were to go on for another 2 years during this term of Biden, that it would be almost irretrievable.
Well, everybody understands, and the majority of the conservatives, whether they're Democrat or Republican or independents or libertarians, understand that this country proved that they could go it alone with our own energy. We didn't need to have anybody or anything. As a matter of fact, somebody reminded me yesterday and put on my Facebook page the price of gasoline on the 20th of January in the state of North Carolina when Joe Biden was being sworn in. It was $1.84 a gallon for regular gas.
Right. Yeah, that's significant. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was $1.89 down here.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, these things can't be hidden. These kinds of things can't be spun by the Sunday morning talk show people, or it can't be spun by Jen Psaki at the podium at the White House, or it can't be spun by members of the squad. People see what it is. They understand how much eggs cost now because it costs more to bring them to the store, costs them more to drive to their job, and on it goes. If you have someone come to your house as a vendor, likely they're going to have a truck charge on that bill for some reason. And that's going to go up because of gas.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we scurry across the overnight radio airwaves. By the way, if you want to call, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden will be restoring protections to national monuments that were reduced or removed under the Trump administration. A White House fact sheet about the upcoming changes indicates the protections will be restored for places like Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante in Utah. Protections also returning to the Northeast Canyon and Seamounts Marine National Monument off the coast of New England, which the protections are returning soon, according to a White House spokesman. The Senate approving that short-term extension of the nation's debt limit. Senators voting to raise it.
We have reached agreement to extend the debt ceiling through early December.
The Senate is moving toward the plan I laid out yesterday to spare the American people a manufactured crisis.
It still has to win House approval. It's expected to win it and will then head to the president's desk. And now this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This is one of the favorite parts of my program. I get to talk about Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, most of you know Mike Lindell was removed from the big box stores with his products, MyPillow products, because he was a conservative voice talking a lot about the president and getting very political. And these people in these big box stores, usually most of them are very liberal, and they of course were. They took his product out and said, nope, we don't want that here. We don't want to hear all that stuff. We got people complaining. So there you go. So Mike Lindell was faced with a challenge. What do I do now? Well, what he did was he decided to go to the very people that bought the product directly, and that's you, the consumer, listening to me right now. And he got people like me to endorse him, and that's what we do, and that's what we're going to do. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, I'm going to do this a little different than what some of these other people are doing it. I'm not going to tell you to go get one item, because you're going to save 60% or 90% or whatever. I'm going to tell you to go look and see that everything that's on the website, regardless of what it is, MyPillow.com, is insanely reduced in price. Everything. Some more than others. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. You need a promo code to get the reduced prices. The promo code is the word CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them if you don't want to use the Internet, because some people are afraid to put their stuff on the Internet. The telephone number to call is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call or go online, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you will save a boatload of money and just stock up and get whatever it is that you want to get there. And we need to support Mike Lindell because he is a proud American patriot, and he's not going to back down at all in his support not only of former President Trump but also of America. Now, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number, if you need it, 800-641-5459. You'll save a bunch of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. How are the Giza sheets?
The Giza sheets are phenomenal. They're phenomenal, absolutely.
You haven't slid off the bed yet?
Nope.
All right. Mark Levin ripped into Attorney General Garden for weaponizing the FBI against parents. And, of course, that's what we were talking about with the Loudoun thing there, where the judge gave a victory to the parents on the recall election they want on the five members of the Board of Education that they're going to recall. And they've got the votes to do it, so I think they'll have no problem at all. By the way, the FBI also, this multimillion-dollar motive that Garland has through his son-in-law for making lots of money with the CRT push. And we explained that yesterday, didn't we?
We did. And it certainly sounds like a major conflict of interest. And I think as it begins to become a little bit more known, we might start hearing a little bit more about it in the so-called mainstream media, basically. But you know, Captain, it should give people pause to think that in the United States of America, the Department of Justice can investigate you, and or you could be encouraged to turn in your neighbor, basically, if you think that they are just anti-school board or something like that. I mean, this is more akin to the Soviet Union than it would be to the United States of America. You have every right to go to a school board meeting and tell them what you think. You have every right to think what you want to think about the school board. You have every right to try to go recall them or vote for who you want. But to be scared to think that if I engage in politics, that I'm going to somehow be visited or investigated or stuff like that, that's not America.
Right, and we just got a direct message here from Cheryl. She's concerned about the IRS being informed about all finances and accounts over $600 and any transactions of $600 or more going in and out of these accounts. Well, first of all, that hasn't been done yet. That has to be cleared by the Congress, and the Congress has not voted on it. That's number one. We've also heard from Senator John Barrasso in the Senate that he said the GOP is not going to go along with this, which means that this legislation they're going to need to get passed probably won't get passed.
No, they're trying to put it in with these other bills that they're trying to get passed with the spending and so forth. But yes, I mean, these are one of those things that get into these bills that you don't know what it is. It's like you have to vote for it to find out what's in it. Kind of remember Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
But for this, yes, this is so abhorrent to so many people that, again, this is what the Democrats are trying to do in the dark of night, basically, so that you don't know, but suddenly, somehow, you start, you know, being surveilled. And again, just like I was saying, this is more akin to living in a totalitarian regime or the Soviet Union, this kind of thing, as opposed to the system that we already have of reporting income tax. But this is just, and by the way, it's under the guise of catching rich people, quote unquote, but that's not what it's about at all, obviously.
No, the way it's set up right now, it's $10,000 is what they monitor moving back and forth, but not anything below that. And again, in order to do this, they have to get the permission of Congress, and it's doubtful that Congress will pass this, because in the Senate, at least, where there's some rationale of hope it looks like the Senate is going to hold firm the Republicans, and they won't be able to pass it.
Well, exactly right. But the very fact that it's even seeing the light of day in that sense, and that it's not being shouted down immediately or rejected out of hand in that sense, it shows just how far these so-called progressives have come, and how easy the Democrat Party elite believe that they can just implement essentially authoritarian or intrusive, invasive policies that just really go against the very fiber of our land.
Now, did you hear about the Colorado hospital that's refused a kidney transplant to a woman over the fact that she's not been vaccinated for COVID-19?
Yes, she's in stage 5 renal failure, the donor, the living donor, evidently also has not been vaccinated, and suddenly the hospital, it's a company called UC Health, informed them that because neither of them are vaccinated, they're not going to be doing this operation.
Yeah, they might get COVID from these unvaccinated people. Whoa.
Well, in an ironic statement or an ironic description, it was that they're saying that they're doing these things to protect the health of their patients. Well, but wait a minute, if you don't get your kidney transplant, you're probably going to die.
That's the sentence.
Yeah, so this is a big deal. But here's the thing, Captain. They do mention about, well, you could be more likely to have complications from COVID if you don't have the shot. But
yeah, speaking of vaccinations, you ready for this?
Sure.
Pfizer formally has asked the FDA drug regulators to let kids as young as 5 get their COVID vaccine.
That's right. Now, this will eventually, if this goes through, many of these school districts, I think, are not going to implement, for example, require it until the following school year. But you bet your bottom dollar there are going to be massive amounts of lawsuits about this, because parents are going to, I think, have a much different attitude towards vaccinating the very young children in that sense. So I think there'll be a lot more pushback on that.
Yeah, and before we go to break, Barack Obama, one of the judges that he appointed way back when, has temporarily blocked the Texas anti-abortion law. That's going to be challenged. It's probably going to find its way to the United States Supreme Court. But this was an Obama-era judge. They judge shopped to find a judge that got him this temporary block.
Yeah, and it's not.
And by the way, the abortion mill started right up within minutes yesterday.
Well, sure, yeah, and again, not surprising. It was blocked, and not surprising the source.
Yeah, so it's just such a terrible shame, but nothing we can do about it at the moment.
No, and you know, just briefly revisiting the kidney transplant issue, it's so sad, Captain, that the message evidently that's given out is that if you're not vaccinated, you're not worth saving. You know, I think it begs the question, what's next? What's the next thing that we won't do a transplant for, you know, if you don't comply with this thing?
It'll be anything.
Right.
I mean, kidneys are pretty important, but it'll be anything as a result of this.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We sure will there, Donna Fiducia. By the way, going to get started here with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops out there. Don't forget to stop by our friends up there in Jackson, Georgia on I-75. Go into that Flying J up there and tell them you were listening to the captain and I told you you'd get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And guess what? You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Or Salt Lake City, just south of Interstate 80 on Fifth Street, South Fifth Street right there. Pull in there and tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. So that gives us a little range from one end of the country to the other. Okay, let's get started here. A little Tim McGraw.
Last night at the county fair,
Dog. Remember that song, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that. That's really cool.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. All right, that's Tim McGraw, and I know the truckers out there were enjoying that one. Okay, here we go here. Got to take a look at this here weather map because we've got several strong storm systems forecast to move through the western and central U.S. this weekend into next week with much below normal temperatures. And you know what that means in the mountains, guys and gals. Winter weather for the central and northern Rockies. And, yes, snow is in the forecast. Now, this could be the first widespread snowfall of the season. Heavy rain and severe thunderstorms will be possible for portions of the plains. And we still got rain in the southeast, and we still got fog in the southeast and central part of the country. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, you mentioned our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City earlier.
You betcha.
And so they are looking, of course, right now at a flood watch that's starting a little bit north of Salt Lake City. It's going to run up through Ogden, up through Logan, up Interstate 15. You got a flood watch going on right there. Salt Lake City itself forecasted rain for Friday and Saturday, maybe a respite on Sunday and back at the beginning of the week. But just east of Salt Lake City, Captain, in the mountains like you're talking about, we do have a winter weather advisory there. Snow could start forming at least about 9,000 feet or so, and of course that could change, so be careful. And the
I got 8,500.
So I'll bet. And then but south of Twin Falls, Idaho, we're also looking at another flash flood watch. So definitely we got some rain and some weather in the mix there. Wind advisory covering parts of southern Nevada tonight and also parts of California's desert. And if you're driving down Highway 395 south of Bishop, as you head on down towards Ridgecrest and so forth, out towards Barstow as well, that along Interstate 15, you're going to definitely have this wind advisory to deal with as well. Fire weather watch in central California, encompassing Sacramento all the way up to Redding tonight. So be careful out there.
Well, southwestern Kansas, we'll start out there. We got ourselves some wind, and we might have ourselves some associated weather with it coming out of Colorado. We'll wait and see, but it is in the mix. And again, 8,500 feet right now seems to be where the snow is going to start, and that means that some of those passes that you're going to go over are going to get a little bit white over the weekend, so we'll wait and see what happens there. Now, in the meantime, let's drift down over into Texas because Houston and then patchy fog exists, but they've got dense fog advisory in the Houston area down towards Galveston, and then it skipjacks down the coast down to McAllen like it's been doing all week long. We do have some fog tonight up east of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, going over across into Minnesota. We've got some fog right on the Illinois Wisconsin line right now, so be advised of that. And we've got some fog in central Illinois down around Springfield, down towards St. Louis. And then that fog does go across over into the northeastern part of Missouri. So we've got a little bit of dense fog in there. Also, there's some dense fog tonight to report in the central part of Tennessee. If you're coming up I-65 out of Alabama, the northern part of Alabama, Huntsville, all the way up the 65, all the way through Tennessee to the Kentucky state line, you'll have a dense fog advisory there. There'll also be a dense fog advisory for about 75 miles either side of Nashville on I-40. So be advised of that. We do have some rain tonight in the mountains of North Carolina, the mountains of South Carolina, the northern half of Georgia getting rain tonight, and there are some flood advisories there. Now, I was told that if Birmingham got any more rain, Kyle, that it would be flooding everywhere and anywhere. So they're hoping that the rain is done for a while in Birmingham, although there's still a possibility of some showers.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, now moving again up the East Coast, I'm seeing some more fog up there. The mountains of Maryland, West Virginia, right on the line there. I believe that's I-70. And then over up in Pennsylvania, actually down in Pennsylvania, around Philadelphia, around Valley Forge, there's an area of dense fog in there. Got some fog scattered around New Jersey, scattered around Delaware, scattered around Maryland, up and down I-95. And that's what that looks like. Now, we still have a system that is sitting off the coast of South Carolina. It is not a storm. It is just an area of showers about 100 miles off the coast of South Carolina, moving extremely slowly, waiting for this weather system that's going to catch up to it. And then it will become a little bit gusty going up the East Coast, if you will. And some more rain will be associated with it. But as it stands right now, we have a 20% chance of development over the next 48 hours. But over the next five days, we have a 30% chance. And if this front that's coming across this low pressure system catches up to it, like they say, then all it'll do is make it a bigger rainmaker and give it a little bit of wind to go along with it. And that's about it. So that's what we got. Kyle, tell us about the Flying J real quick.
Well, folks, don't forget when you're out along the highways and byways, pull into the Pilot or Flying J. Don't forget to join the Drivers Club. And as we are seeing some of that winter weather out there, folks, you might want to make sure you know where the next Pilot or Flying J is. So go to pilotflyingj.com, look up the locations. You can put in your location, find the one that's going to be nearest to you on your trip. You won't be sorry, because when you pull in, you'll find something good to eat. You'll also begin to earn points on the fuel you buy, the food you buy, supplies you buy when you join the Drivers Club.
You betcha. And you might as well start Christmas early with the points and start picking out your Christmas gifts. Okay, Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Hour number two coming up right after your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.